This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 396 for Tuesday, May 16th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was slightly lower on Tuesday despite a major downturn in the Chicago soy complex and vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil lost more than 2 U.S. cents per pound, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were lower. Crude oil showed some slight weakness as Chinese economic concerns were offset by the U.S.'s plan to replenish its strategic petroleum reserves. The Canadian dollar was up less than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the country's annual inflation rate increased slightly to 4.4% in April. The July canola contract was down $1.60 per ton at $729.20, while the November canola contract was down $5.70 per ton at $699.20. In the U.S., there was a broad sell-off on the Chicago Board of Trade, with corn, soybeans, and wheat mostly in the red. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported yesterday that 65% of the country's new corn crop was planted as of May 14th, 16 points more than last week and 6 points ahead of the 5-year average. However, 6 states are trailing their average pace, including North Dakota, with only 6% planted. 30% of the new corn crop has emerged compared to the 25% average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his estimate for Brazilian corn production by 1 million tons to 125 million, while his estimate for Argentina remained unchanged at 35 million. The Ukrainian Grain Association said that new crop corn production may decline by 23% to 21.1 million tons. The July corn contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. Thanks to good weather, the USDA reported that soybean planting progress advanced by 14 points to 49% complete as of May 14th, 13 points ahead of the 5-year average, but below the trade's estimate of 51%. 20% of the new U.S. soybean crop has already emerged, 9 points ahead of the 5-year average. Dr. Michael Cordonnier raised his Brazilian soybean production estimate by 1 million tons to 155 million, while his Argentine estimate stayed at 23 million. The July soybean contract was down 37 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.64. Spring wheat planting in the U.S. advanced 16 points to 40% as of May 14th, according to the USDA. However, the figure is still 17 points back of the 5-year average. Spring wheat emergence was at 13%, 10 points behind the average. Winter wheat was 49% headed, 1 point higher than the average. Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle could see 50 to 100 millimeters of rain in the coming week. There are no plans to resume talks over the extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which is set to expire on May 18th. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Grain Association said new crop wheat production may be down 16% to 17 million tons. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.48. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.95. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.79. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.